Okay, so I want to discuss the issue of chshad b'ner Chanukah. We know there's a mitzvah to light ner Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos of Chaf Gimel and Aleph that sometimes even if you already lit ner Chanukah, you light again. Why? Because of chshad. If you have a chatzir that has two entrances, you have to have light in both entrances. Amar Rava, lo amran ele mishnei ruchos. It's only true if the two entrances are two sides of the home. If the two entrances are on the same side, presumably, because if you see the candle, even if you don't see the candle in the first entrance, you'll continue and you'll see it on the next entrance. So the Gemara says, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the Gemara says the chshad is chshad of the bnei masa. We're not concerned apparently of the chshad of the visitors. The visitors won't know that this home is owned by one person. We're only concerned of the chshad, and then you would really have to put two candles even on the same side of the home. We're only concerned of the chshad of the bnei masa, of the people who live in that city. They'll go by the north side of the house, and they're not going to see a candle. They don't know that you lit by the southern side of the house. They're going to be concerned that you didn't light on the north side, you also didn't light on the south side, and there's a dim chshad b'ner chan. So here's lacho when it comes to this mitzvah of lighting mishum chshad b'ner chanukah. Is it just a way of avoiding chshad? Concept of chashad, or zayin, we don't want to have a situation of chashad. Or is there actually a kiyum mitzvah? Is there a kiyum mitzvah of ner Chanukah? Is the hadlaka just to ensure there's no chashad? Or is the hadlaka really part of the tachana of ner Chanukah to light ner Chanukah mishum chashad? So a kiyum mitzvah of ner Chanukah. So Rabbi Genak in his Sefer, Gan Shoshanim, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem, has a very nice piece about this topic. He discusses a lot of what I'm going to say very concisely and very, very clearly, Kedarko. But I want to, expand a little bit on it and repeat, what he says. So the first question that I want to deal with is what is the makor that the Gemara brings? In general, when it comes to chshad, we have a Mishnah in Shkalim, which I didn't put on the sheet. The Mishnah speaks about the fact that when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you can't, bring in your wallet. So we're concerned that people are going to say, he got wealthy because he stole from the Beis HaMikdash. Or even if he becomes poor, they say, why did he get poor? Because he stole from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says you can't go in. In a Torah Nichnas Lo Bapargod, Chafus Lo Minov Lo Basandu. You can't even bring shoes. We're worried they're going to think you put into your socks. Vilba Kameya, etc. Shemaya Ani Vyomer Mi Avon Alishka Hani. Shemaya Ashe Vyomer Mi Trumas Alishka Hashir. Lefisha Adam Tzarech Latze Sidei Abrios. So the first pasuk of Amidbar Lamed Beis, Visim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, the God of Reuben, wants to settle on the other side of the Jordan, and they're told that they shouldn't, just settle; they have to go fight. So, what's interesting is the Gemara here in Shabbos brings a different makor. It says the Gemara, we're not timid l'chashin l'chashad. The Sanya Amr b'shimen b'shvil arba dvarim amr tar l'aniach peya b'sof sadeh. Ne'geth l'anim, ne'bit l'anim, ne'chashad. Shelo yeh ovrin v'shavin omrin tavo mi'ir l'adam shelo niach peya b'sadeh. The Gemara says that how do you know that we're choshev for chshad? It quotes a din by peya, that you have to leave peya at the end of the field. So one of the reasons is mi'achshad. People shouldn't say that this guy, didn't leave. It's interesting. Lashon tova mi'iro la'adam. They're going to curse you. They're going to say, he didn't leave peya. He should be cursed. So the Mefarshim are bothered. This isn't the general halach of chshad. General halach of chshad of zisim l'kim. So why then does the Gemara bring dafka this makor? So if you look in the parish of Shabbos Shalmi, it's a parish by an 18th century Italian Achron, Rav Yaakov Shimshon Shabtai Sinigalia. So he writes over there on Misach HaShabbos, Shabbos Shalmi, it's a fairly well-known shat. or Mefarish rather. He writes, "Am I the Gemara lo Parshi techashin and lechshada yapasuk visin the kiyim Hashem Yisrael? How come the Baran quote the regular makor? It's in the middle of the price of the payah. Why does the Gemara have to bring the special din from payah?" Levada itzerich lomar the pasuk lo yalfinan beveru diko yadai mochichos laksho. The pasuk only tells us when there's a serious reason to be choshed, you have to be moneid akshad. To have any guy with any Reuven, shalu mitchila yutanas aritz azos laavdecha lachuza alta virinas yardin. They didn't want to go at all. Chen shamru Moshe gidos tzar nivne lemiknenu b'din heishiv lahem. You can't just stay here. You have to go fight. Im tasu nesdavar azem nichvish aritz achar teshuva liisim nekiyim Hashem v'Yisrael. We know b'chol makom deika chashada muchachas. So the din of isim nekiyim implies when there's a serious concern. But here says the Shabbos Shalmi, by Ner Chanukah, there's not a serious concern. Nobody, you know, publicizes as one of the mitzvah. Just like by Peah, there's no real reason to believe the guy didn't give payah, and yet we're still choshesh. So to hear, there's no real reason to believe he didn't light Chanukah. Still, there's an Indian. It's not the regular din of chashad. It's not the regular din of reason the king. Adra v'zinu lemeimer de nidna lekohen shavarishan v'zocha v'afilu hachi roin anu the torah kpida afil. I'm not sure if it's kohen. It could be the ani shavarishan. Anyway, the kpida torah da afilu lechashad rechoka imkein hacha nami v'chanukah k'vasai t'chashin and af. So the point of the Shabbos Shalmi is that this din of chshad, the makor for it is the din of peah, not the regular din of isin nekim, because here it's a far out chshash. You really think I didn't lay Chanukah? Licht, stomach not, stomach he laid properly. So there's a reason of chshad, reason to be choshed for chshad. So the Gemara says, because of the peah, you see that even there's a very small chance, there's still another makor of peah that tells us you should be concerned to avoid a chashad. Well, the Torah says you should do it at the corner of the field. The reason the Torah says you should do it in the corner of the field. Now, Rav Ganak and the Gan Shoshanim discusses the same question. He has a different take. So far it's pretty much similar. He's saying it's not a serious chashad. But now Rav Ganak says a very interesting chiddush. He says that here it's really not chashad at all. The reason is chashad. But effectively, Chazal made a mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Chen shalal gemara minal timra dechashin lechashad. Kolomar minal lan debitzad chashash chashad. Chayv lasus maase bekum ve'esev. Ayin ladik al shtei psachim. Chen nevi gemara mekori peya. Shem yishum chashad chayv lashir peya betzad asadeo. Veshanir levar yoser shachiyuv ze lahadlik neros al kol psachim yishum chashad habi din hanemar beetzem kiyum mitzvahs hadlakas ner chanukah. Zahainu dechashad habi mechayev b'ner chanukah. Ukdei lekayim mitzvahs ner chanukah b'shlimus. If you want to really do the mitzvah, you can't just light one ner, you have to light at the other entrance too, on the other side of the house. Zech limnoa chashad lahadlik al shtei psachim v'zeo nilman mitzvahs peyam. Peah isn't just to get a portion of the field, it's to give the corner of the field. It's part of the din of peah. So to hear, it's not just the mitzvah to light one ner. If you have a Pesach on the other side of your house, there's a mitzvah, midin Chanukah, to light another ner. The mitzvah of Chanukah is mechayev to light another ner. So Rabbi Ganak essentially is arguing that the din of chshad by ner Chanukah isn't just a, you know, expansion, if you will, of the din of isin nekiyim. The Shabbos Shalmi is saying there's din of isin nekiyim and there's a serious chashad. And here there's a low level chashad, and Peah tells us even though there's a low level chashad, you still have to be concerned. Says Rabbi Yonah, no, no, no. It's not just that it's an expansion of it. It's true, it's less of a chashash. But the Libur from Peah teaches us that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If you want to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah properly, so you have to light two candles, one on each side. You just light one, it wasn't, you're not just violation of chashash, but you haven't fulfilled Ner Chanukah properly. Okay. Now, the obvious nafkamina would be whether or not you say a bracha when you light the second candle on the other side. Now, you could technically, you know, light one with kavanah for the other. Let's say you didn't. Let's say you were... So, I don't know. It would be more extreme to say that you haven't fulfilled at all. I think even Rav Ganak would admit that you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah when you light in one side. You just say the second lighting isn't only because of chashad, it's also a kiyum of Ner Chanukah. You're saying that no, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. That would be more extreme. I haven't found anybody who said that, but it could be. So either way, yesh lach, when you light, again, what's probably better to do is to light one with kavana, you know, to include the other one. But let's say you didn't, or the question is, do you need to? You lit one candle. Now you want to light on the other side of Shem Chashad. So should you say a bracha on the second hadlak? So the Ran writes, source number 5, we stabber the kevin the inu madlik ela mishum chashada mamavarech ela afi ela echad achad piska. So says the Ran, it's only chazach shahad. We stabber because he thinks you shouldn't say a bracha. Shouldn't say a bracha. It's just chazach shahad. But the Prichadish argues, says the Prichadish, it's lomar she'ino dino mukhrach. The Ran says it's not mukhrach. He thinks the riff and the rishon would argue. They came in the mitzvah lahadlik yeh mitam sheyeh. I don't care for the reason. It's because of chashad. Fine, that's the reason. Shayach shafri lemer sivana. You have to light. You have to light. Now, again, you don't have to read the prichad. The prichad says you should say a bracha. Why do you say a bracha? Do you say a bracha because of the mitzvah of chashad? Or do you say a bracha because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? What bracha do you say? You say, shayach shafri lemer sivana lahadlik ner shal Chanukah. Right, so presumably the Pichadish is saying that the came in the mitzvah lahad the yiyam itam sheyeh shayak lemeimar v'tzivanu. So one way to learn Pichadish is saying that no, he's saying it's the kiyum of Ner Chanukah, and the Ran is saying it's just a din of chashad, and it's just a din of chashad. It's not connected to Ner Chanukah. It's a separate halacha chashad. Okay, low level chashad. You know, not high level of he's in the kiyum. It's not a real chashad. It's a small chashad. Still, mitam we learn from Peah. There's a small chashad. You should be moneh the chashad. So it could be that the machlokas here is whether or not there's a kiyum of hadlakas neir Chanukah when you light the neir mishum chashad. According to the Pichadish, there is. You say v'tzivanu, hadlik neir shal Chanukah, and according to the Ran, you don't. Rabbi Ganak didn't want to say that. He wanted to say that everybody agrees that there's a kiyum mitzvah. You know, again, even I think the Pashas is exactly the opposite. The Pashas is that there's no kiyum mitzvah. He's saying that everybody agrees. Even the Ran would agree that there's a kiyum mitzvah. So how can you don't say a bracha? So this is Rabbi Ganak. So therefore, it doesn't require its own bracha. Meaning, you're saying a little bit, you know, like you're saying that it's like it's part of the original mitzvah. So it doesn't warrant, you know, you could have exactly said the opposite. You could have said you weren't yotzei the initial mitzvah. I don't think it's going that far. Right, I agree. What the Rabbi Ganaka is saying here is that it's a chiddush. When he says,
It could be that's what the Ran thinks, but it's definitely not what the Prichadish
thinks. It doesn't sound like that, I agree. Another, nafkamina, excuse me. There's a din of Birkas Ara. A person who doesn't have an Ner Chanukah and won't light that evening can still be mitzarif to see other candles, other people lit, and say the bracha shasanisim. He can't say the bracha lahadlik, he's not lighting, but he can say shasanisim if he sees other people's candles. So what would happen if he saw a candle that was lit only mishum chashad? Could he say shasanisim on a candle that was lit only mishum chashad? So Rav Yashi assumes not. You look at source number 8, Tafka im roa ner shahudlak mitzar chiyuv hadlakas, ner chanukah. Val ner shahudlak rak mitzar chashad, ein uvach in olay. You can't say a bracha, shasanisim, if you see a ner that was lit because of chashad. That's not a ner chanukah. And then he says, so how come you don't have to check? Every time you see a ner chanukah, when I say the bracha, you should have to check. Kolokom istama in tzarech lakshash vifnei achshad shahudlak. To loch shchicha It's not very rare to have this scenario. So it's very unlikely, but fundamentally, you can't say the bracha shasanisim if you see a ner that was lit because of chashan. But Roganak argues, Roganak says, no, it doesn't say anywhere in halacha that when you see a ner chanukah, you have to make sure that it wasn't a ner shel chashad. And he doesn't want to buy Rav Liashiv's reason that it's, you know, unlikely chashash, you don't have to be, you know, choshish for it. So he says, Hare efshar levarich ulai haner hu roe nidlak b'nei chashad v'eino chefzat ner chanukah u'mashayich levarich al zeh el al koch kusagomer degamal ner shaman li b'nei chashad have a chefzat ner chanukah. So this is a very clear-cut debate. If the ner that's lit because of chashad is just because of chashad, the roe can't say the brach on it. Whereas if it's a chefza of Ner Chanukah, if it's part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so mela, it's a Ner Shel mitzvah, and you can say the bracha. Now, the truth is, there's a big discussion, can you say Sh'asa Nisim when you see the Ner in the Beis Knesset? So part of that question is how to look at the Ner Shel Beis Knesset. We say a bracha on Ner Shel Beis Knesset, right? But at the same time, it seems like it's pure Persim and Nisim. It's not the classic, it's not like, you know, you're not Yotzi, you don't, when you go home, it's light again. Right. So the question is, you know, okay, it's a machlokas, acronym. Can you say the bracha shasnisim on the Ner Shel Beis Knesset? It could be a machlokas how to look at the Ner Shel Beis Knesset, or it might be machlokas in the bracha zaroa. It might be totally in this, connected to this issue. But either way, lemaisa, we have a machlokas here. Can you say a bracha Ner Shel Chashad? Yashi says no, because it's just Chashad. And Gnak says, of course, yes, because that's part of the mitzvah of Ner Chan. Another question. We know an onein is pater for mitzvahs. He's not supposed to do mitzvahs. If a person is an onein and it's Chanukah, should he light the menorah? Should he light the Chanukiah in his house? Well, why should he light it? Shouldn't do mitzvahs. Oh, there's chashan. Maybe an onein can't do isurim. Onein, once he's bread, he has to wash. He doesn't say a bracha on Tehillat Tzedayim, but he washes. He shouldn't eat bread with hands that are tummy. So maybe here too, he has a chiyuv to farsal neis only al chashad. So if you look at the Mikrei Kodesh, he quotes the Maral Diskin Amar, the onin tzarech lahadlich al pesach beisol mishum chashad. The lo koli alma yadu shu onin. An onin has to light because of chashad. Mikol makom hu pater vibracha, he shouldn't say a bracha, the mitzvah tzacheresi. Mishum v'hisim nekim. So he actually calls it Mishum v'hisim nekim, which is interesting because, you know, it's not the Makor brought in the Gemara, but okay. V'eich yivarech ha'shem yishanu mizavet zivanu l'hadlik shehu pater mitzvazu. So says the Maril Diskin that an onin should light because there's a mitzvah acheres. It's not a mitzvah of hadlakas neros chanukah. It's a mitzvah of chashad, and an onin is chayiv to be monei chashad from himself. That's true, but for our purposes, I think it's nicer that he formulates it this way.
I know, it's like an odd thing. He doesn't really have to.
He doesn't have to say it, but I think he's trying to highlight the point that this is a din in chashad. This is a din v'isim akim. Again, like the Mokar, like I said, doesn't even appear in the Gemara by us. It's din in v'isim akim. Reganak, though, points out, achin lefim ha'ashe kasav nu dechiyuv shal adlaka mishum chashad, he quotes this Deya from Nariel Diskid, and he argues because he says the whole Hadlaka is a Kiyu mitzvah Ner Chanukah, so therefore the Onein doesn't have to be concerned about it. Now, here it gets a little nuance, because we can act as assuming that the Chashad is just a reason. And then there's a Takana. The Takana is a mitzvah. Pure mitzvah. Pure mitzvah. You could have said there are two dinim. There's also chashad and also kiyum mitzvah. And then you might have argued, like the Maral Diskin, that not Maral Diskin is saying, the formulation we have here quoted in the Mikra Kodesh, it's not kiyum mitzvah at all. It's a mitzvah acheres. You could have had a more nuanced formulation that it's also a mitzvah of chashad and also a kiyum of Ner Chanukah. Reganak isn't saying that. Reganak is saying it's only a kiyum of Ner Chanukah, and therefore he says there's no reason an onin should light mishum chashad.
Isn't that misnomer? Once you're saying that actually probably, we probably call this does say Tosefta, but if you're assuming that you can't get this from the marker of the Yisim, then this isn't together Fashad, I'll be dead. So then the only reason you say Fashad here is because it's really, it's not because of Fashad.
I'm not sure, because the Shamar Shalmi seems to be understanding it's an expanded Chshad. There's Chshad of Hisim Akim, and then there's this Chshad that's a low-level Chshad that you don't have a real Hava Mina, but still you have to be Choshesh even for low-level Chshad. So if it's a pure Chshad, even if it's a low-level Chshad, maybe the Shabbos Shalmi would agree with the Mild Diskin that you should lay. I'm just saying that
Rabbi Ganak doesn't learn it that way.
Rabbi Ganak is saying that it's a pure mitzvah.
And it's a
new entity. A new entity, yeah.
I mean, once you're saying that, there is no Din of
Right. I'm just saying, I don't think you have to formulate it that way. You could have had a middle pshat, and this definitely wouldn't be relevant. He recognizes it all the way. He's saying that the pshat is just the reason. But it's a full-fledged mitzvah, and therefore, an one shouldn't do it. He shouldn't light, even without a brach. Another nafkamina, we know there's an iser hanah for the Ner Chanukah. You're not supposed to be nana from it. So, is there an iser hanah? You got to count money, by the Ner that was lit in Shul Chshad. So again, if it's a din, it just mishum chshad. So l'chora, the chshad wouldn't extend. Again, you don't have to say this, but you could say that it wouldn't extend that far. Whereas if you learn like a regan act, that it's a kiyam mitzvah, so then of course it would be aser to be nenef in the or of that ner. Okay. Another question: the Gemara Brachos in Daf Chesam and Aleph has an interesting statement. Source number 13. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, also Adam Shi'avor Achore Beis Kineses, Bishasha Tzibur Mispalim. You're not supposed to walk behind the shul if the Tzibur is davening. You're not davening. It looks like you're somehow, not being mode in the Tzvila. Rabbi of the Law Amran El Lech of Piska Achrina. Ika Piska Achrina, Les Lanba. Says the Gemara, that's only true if there's no other entrance to the shul. Only one entrance to the shul, and you're walking by, it shows that you're not interested in going to daven. If there's a side entrance, so the people who see you, you aren't going to say that he's not davening. They're saying he's not going in the main entrance, he's going to go to the side entrance. Or Mamischus. So the Rishonim wonder, why by tefillah do we say Limitzchus? Okay, he didn't go into this entrance to the shul, somebody's going to the other entrance. And by Ner Chanukah, suddenly we say, oh, he didn't light this entrance. So he's probably not lighting the Ner Chanukah, and we're choshed. What's the difference? So have you heard the Beis Yosef? In Tomer Maishna, we had the Aminan Perakam the Nefrachos, Perak Basra, also the Samach Aleph, the same Gemara. Also La'avor Achri Beis Knesses B'Shash Hashim Yisvalim. La'amara El Lesli Piska Achrisna, Aval Isla Piska Achrisa Leslanba. The Aminan Piska Achrisa Ayil. Hachanami Neima. So too by Chanukah. Let's say. They didn't see in Ner Chanukah at this entrance. B'chad Piska, v'lo also l'mikshadei, the Amri b'idach Piska alik. How come we count Lamitzchus? Let's go to Lamitzchus. Well, why are we concerned by Ner Chanukah that the guy didn't light? And by davening, we say Mistama, he's going to enter the shul on the other end, the other entrance. So the Beis Yosef has two answers. First answer, Beis Shlomer, Leinan Tfila Shaini, the Kevin, the Ilo Matzli, Havalei, Porek, O Malchu Shamayim. The Olaf Kolhecha the Ika Piska Achrina La Osu Mikshade. Shenkin in Chanukah. Davening is very, very central. You don't daven, you're a Porek Omal Hoshamayim. So we're not going to be Choshesh, a person who's going to be Porek Ol. So we have Lamiskos. But in Chanukah, people weren't Makshiv it so much. Now, I don't know if today might be the opposite. Today, people are probably more Makshiv. More people who aren't so frum might have more of a connection in Chanukah than the davening. But it says the Beis Yosef that davening is more central, so we're not going to be choshing the person's not going to daven. But Ner Chanukah, it's not so important, or that's how people think it's not so important, and therefore we're concerned people are going to think that the guy didn't like. But Yish Lomar, that lakas Ner Chanukah came in the Yishba Hefsin Mamon Yika Piska Chrisa Aslo Mikshet Kiyechet V'Hai Goyin Adlik V'Hai Namin Lo Adlik V'Alt Filet Lesle Hefsin Mamon Ki Yika Piska Chrisa Lo Aslo Lemikshet. So the second answer also, I'm not sure how true it would be today, but he says, lighting Chanukah candles, that's, expensive. So there's a reason to be choshi. Davening, it just takes time. So it doesn't cost any money to go to shul. So we're not choshi, a person's not going to go to shul. But not if the people, again, it could be that today time is more valuable than the, few dollars it costs for the shaman or the neiros. And once upon a time, many people were poor, And the oil is more expensive. They didn't view time as being, you know, valuable as much. So the concern is that if a person, you know, didn't see the Chanukah, they're going to say, oh, he's cheap. He's not going to want to spend the money on the mitzvah. But davening, it doesn't cost any money. So mistama, he went to the other side of the shul. He entered the other entrance. So these are technical answers how to get out of the question why by Ner Chanukah or Choshish for Chshad, if there are two entrances on different sides of the building, and by Tefillah, we're not Choshish for Chshad. So we can ask a different understanding. Finis Deity Nir Lomer. The Vaday Bikol Makom Sheish Chshad Tzarei Chul Asus Kedei Sheyeh Noki Mehashem Umi Yisrael. Ela Delefim Hashakasam Din Chshad Kavi Ner Chanukah Eino Mishum Ari Zayin. It's a separate thing. Ela Hu Din Aner Vekium Ner Chanukah Mechayev Mechuyev Mechiyuv Mietzem Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. This is a separate halacha. This is not a general din of chshad. This is a particular halacha in Ner Chanukah. We did Ner Chanukah, you have to light at the second entrance. But over Pesach, Beis Knesses, Im Yesh Pesach Achim. So this is where you can act. He's a Nekiyim, wouldn't obligate you to Bekum Ve'esei light. Just like it doesn't obligate you to, you know, just like there's no Maris Ayin by Beis Knesses. And he's saying, like the Shabbat Shalmid, there's a very low level of chshad. So we're going to be arguing, don't give me technical answers like the Beis Yosef, that, you know, there's more of a reason to be choshed by Ner Chanukah than by Tefillah, either because Ner Chanukah costs money or because Ner Chanukah people think isn't as important as Tefillah, which is protocol. Says Reganak that by Ner Chanukah, we're choshed because it's part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's not just because of chshad. It became part of the mitzvah. That's why you have to light. Al chshad per se, if there's a separate entrance, there's no chshad. Really, there is no chshad. But there's a mitzvah here of Ner Chanukah that's mechayiv, that you light at the separate entrance. Another nafkamina, which I didn't put on the sheet, I didn't have room, but I was thinking, the Gemara said, if you look back at the source number one, the Gemara wondered, who's the chshad for? So the Gemara said that the chshad is for the Bnei Masa, the chshad is for the people of that city. If it was chshad for the visitors, so even on the same side, if the two entrances are on the same side of the house, they might not know it's one house, they might think it's a split house. You have to light on both entrances on the same side. We don't like that. We hold there's only a chiyuv of chshad if the entrances are on different sides of the house. Because then the person might travel, a local fellow might be walking on this street. He doesn't see an Ner Chanukah. He says, oh, he didn't light his north side of the house. He didn't light mistama on the south side either. That's the chshad. So it's interesting. Why are we not concerned about chshad for visitors? We seem to be only concerned about chshad for Bnei Masa. That's what the Gemara says. So there are different explanations given. And the Meiri writes that there's no chshad because people who are visiting are not going to be choshed. People are visiting and they say, "Oh, I don't know who's in this house. I don't know the story. You know, maybe they went away, or they're not going to necessarily be choshed. Only the locals are going to be choshed." Just the Meiri argues there is no chshad by visitors, which is interesting. Well, it's even worse if there's no other entrance because there's right now they see a house and they don't see an Ner Chanukah. Uh-huh. So they so it could be there's no chshad for visitors because, you know, visitors are Moabit schools, possibly. I saw Rav Eliashiv, he quotes from the Rishonim, I didn't find it in the Rishonim. He says, Maskana de Gemara derach chshad afnei masa, upiru harishonim, again, I didn't find it. People don't leave home on Chanukah. Everyone wants to be home to light. I guess they didn't go on vacation as much as we do. So people don't go. They were not to be choshish for visitors because it's very unlikely there'll be visitors on Chanukah. People usually stay home. I was thinking that based on what Reganak said, maybe you can argue that really, Al Smaris Ayin Eina Chinami. Visitors, you know, we say things are asur mishumahar zayin, or asur b'chadre chadarim. They're asur in cities where they don't know you, they do know you, you're visiting, you're not visiting, you're local. So maybe the halacha here is a din in pirsum aneis of Ner Chanukah. What's the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? Especially if you assume it's a chovas abayis, the mitzvah is to mefarsim, your bayish mefarsim. Who's mefarsim to? To your neighbors. Your bayis is to mefarsim to the people who are around you. So a mela, the whole chshad could only be for the b'nei masa. That's what I want to say. It's a chiddush, but I think there's a kiyum if other people come and see your neiros, but it could be the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is your bayish mefarsim to the people around you. So Amela, the chshad that we're concerned with is the chshad of this chiyuv, you weren't behind your chiyuv of piercing to the those around you. So again, it's not mukhrach, but I think you could say, based on Regan Ak, that if the din of chshad here is a chiyuv in Ner Chanukah, that the concern for chshad, which is really effectively part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is for the b'nei masa, because that's where the mitzvah of piercing was for, fundamentally. And lastly, which connects to the Masechta, we know that Gemara Davav spoke about the Isas Arnona, right? Gemara Davav Masechim, Isas Arnona is Chayv and Chala versus the Behemas Arnona. So there is a question, Tfuah Shor deals with this. Do you see a bracha when you shecht Mishum Arzayin? So for example, you have the Isas Arnona. You want to be Mafish Chala? So you say a bracha, Sheikh Nishanu Mishavet Sivanu Lahafish Chala, or not? So he assumes yes. And likewise, it's in Simeon of Gimel of Yordeo, where there's a din of Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is not Chayv and Shechita in the Torah. But when you shecht it, Midrabanim, Shum Arisayim. So he's assuming that you do say a bracha. Just a second. He's saying, assume you say a bracha on these cases. The question is, what's the relationship between these cases of Ben Pekua and Hafish Chala versus Ner Chanukah? So he actually assumes, like the Ran, that he wouldn't say bracha on Ner Chanukah, and he wonders why. If this is Mishul Chshad, and that's Mishul Chshad, what's the difference? So he says, V'dafka b'doraisa k'ben pakuv, isas arnona, t'havi archaka l'doraisa, yesh l'varech, v'shaych l'omer v'sivanu d'mchuyivah, yivim chazal, ligzor k'as mechtmua, v'vamos t'vchafalech, akra, v'shamurus v'shvarti, asu v'shveres v'shveres. So it says for sure that if you have some type of maris ayin on a dindoraisa, ben pakua, you can't just kill an animal and eat it. It's nevela. This looks like you're killing an animal. So even though it's not chayim shechita, it looks like a regular animal. So a mevela, you have to shecht it and say a bracha al shechita. Likewise, this isa looks like an isa. That's chayim chala. You're just eating without being mafrish. You have to say lafish chala. You have to say a bracha. Vashenkin hechad de milsa gufa de rabbanan. If the whole mitzvah in the first place is de rabbanan, kamo ner Chanukah. If din le mishperes kedome lachashiv levruche elayu. Din chshad on a drabanan wouldn't require a bracha. Having tzask in gzeira the gzeira, the whole din of Ner Chanukah is a gzeira. Din drabanan. The chshad on a drabanan, it's too vite, it's too far. You're not going to mechayev. Let's say a bracha in such a circumstance. So of course, Rav Ganak wouldn't have to. Argue with this. He would say that no, Mapitom, this is a kiyum mitzvah. This is just like Isas Arnona, and this is just like Ben Pakua, and therefore you would say a bracha. Right, you're saying better. You're saying it's not just that it's there, it's taka really marizayin. Ben Pakua is marizayin, it's a takana. Here, it's better than those cases. 100%, you're 100% right. It's better than those cases. It's mamish, a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Okay, just briefly, so what we saw here was this question, is the hadlaka mishum chshad just a din chshad, or is it part of the kiyum of Ner Chanukah? And it seems to be machlokes, that's a couple of nafkaminas. I just want to conclude with interesting Rambam, which is, you know, valuable in its own right, but I think it might be connected. The Rambam brings down this din of chshad in Perek Dal Halacha Yud. Chatzer sheyesh ba shnei psachim, b'shtei ruchos, tzricha shtei neros. That's this din chshad. It's on two sides of the home. You have to light two candles. Then in the next halach, halach Yud Aleph, he speaks about a visitor, an oreach. And he says, So if you're living, you're a guest, but they have like your own lodging for you, so you have to light. Why? Even though your wife lived for you at home, mipnei ovrim, right? Some type of chashad. People have to, they shouldn't see, thinking you don't light. And then he writes, Melacha Yud Beis, beautiful halacha, mitzvah ser Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva, he had ma'od, it's a beautiful mitzvah, a precious mitzvah. V'tzarech adam lahizahir ba, k'dei lahosif ha'neis, lahizahir ba, k'dei lahodiyah ha'neis, you have to be careful in this mitzvah to publicize the neis, v'lahosif v'shevach ha'kel v'aday alo, al-nisim sh'azo lanu. And then Ram says the famous halacha, even if you're poor, you should take tzedakah, you should sell the shirt off your back in order to fulfill this mitzvah, unique mitzvah, of Firsume Nisa. So, but how does the Rambam know that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'or? What's the makor for the Rambam? So some want to say that it's from the end of the halacha. You see, you have to take tzedakah, you have to sell the shirah off your back. So you see, it's a very important mitzvah. It's a very precious mitzvah. But I was thinking, based on the previous two halachas, maybe the fact that there's a din of chshad, right? Halacha Yod is din of chshad. Halacha Yod Aleph ends with this din of chshad, of a quasi chshad, that if you're an oreach, in your own place, as an oreach, even though there's a hadlak in your own home, you've still left light. You can't open. Maybe the fact that we're choshesh for chshad is indicative or flows from the fact that this is a precious mitzvah. Because it's such a precious mitzvah, we don't want, especially if you say, like Rav Ganak, that it's not just a chshad, an outside chshad, but the chshad is incorporated in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is so important, you want everybody to have a connection to it. And even to mene chshad is part of the mitzvah. And I was thinking it might be connected to the previous halacha. Halacha, the test in the Rambam, deals with the question that we discussed last week of hadlaka mipnei sakana, that there's a special takana, possibly, to light inside mipnei sakana. We won't ever have a chelek to this mitzvah. Even a person in shas hashmad, light inside. A person, you know, has a house with two entrances, you lit one, light on the other side. Maybe these halachas it was what tipped off the Rambam, this mitzvah chaviva ma'od, it's mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, because, again, I'm not sure what came first, you know, because it was chaviva memela, we expanded it, or these halachas that are in the Gemara told the Rambam that, you see, it's a mitzvah chaviva ma'od, and then he goes on to tell us his greater chiddush, you even have to sell your shirt off your back, this mitzvah. The Seder.